Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
It's always a pleasure to have you with us here on Close Up Radio Live. Jim Masters here. Thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it when you're with us. We always have an opportunity to share our extraordinary guests with all of you, as we're going to do right now for the next 30 minutes on Close Up Radio Live with Dr. Polly Huttiger of Polly's Chiropractor. Now, this is really incredible what she does at Polly's Chiropractic. It's based in Fort Mojave, Arizona, beautiful area. And the doctor is a highly sought-after chiropractor who expertly addresses numerous health and wellness issues using a variety of outstanding holistic approaches. Is to really help people and as many individuals as possible achieve optimal health while avoiding the overuse of medication and drugs that can pose risky side effects. Dr. Polly recommends seeing a chiropractor at the onset of minor pain before it becomes a serious problem. And Dr. Polly emphasizes that nutrition is a critical component of chiropractic care. Many of the pesky aches and pains that we experience throughout our lives, she points out, actually come from poor nutrition. For example, consuming excess sugar and loading up on junk food are huge contributors to inflammation that led to severe joint pain that can lead to that. So before you pick up that next donut or drink another bottle of Diet Coke, Dr. Polly cautions us that poor health choices will lead to terrible consequences physically and mentally. Limit worry and stress. I know it sounds easier said than done, but she can help you on that path, as we must own our healthcare, you know, opportunities and own who we are, our authenticity. And part of that is to really be our own healthcare advocates if we wish to be in the best of health today and in the future. Dr. Polly says your nervous system is the master system and controls every cell in your body. So it is the most important organ in our health and well-being. So make certain to keep it functioning as its best every day of our lives. Preventative measures are always the best way to live a disease and pain-free life. Additionally, by maintaining regular visits, Dr. Polly, she will ensure that you are going to have a really healing sort of response because your muscular skeletal structure will be in proper alignment. And that's a beautiful thing. We've been doing this for a long time. She loves what she does. And it's my pleasure to welcome Dr. Polly to Close Up Radio Live. Dr. Polly, welcome to the show. It's a real pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you so much, Jim. Pleasure to be here.
You're very, very welcome. What first inspired you to even want to go into, you know, medical care and specifically chiropractic? What was it about this, you know, in your own life's journey and things that inspire you and interest you and you're passionate about? What was it about wanting to help people heal and specifically what inspired you to go into the work of chiropractic?
Well, that's an interesting story. As a young child, I was very sickly, mostly breathing problems, asthma, allergies. Like this time of year, you know, the pollens and things, I would get so bad that I would commonly lose my voice. And, you know, I went to the pediatrician. My parents did what they knew to do. And, you know, antibiotics probably twice a year, and things never really got any better. And then it got worse. And then all of a sudden I started having stomach problems to the point where it wasn't just like acid reflux, but like actually I would throw up my food, specifically things, you know, like tomato sauce, like acidic things, pizza. And my gosh, what teenager wants to live without pizza? So again, back to the pediatrician, they gave me not only an acid, like medication, like in a pill form, but then also a steroid. They said, oh, that valve that keeps like the stomach acid down is too weak, so take this medication. So two prescriptions and really no change. It really did not help at all. So actually my brother-in-law, my sister's husband, his brother-in-law was a chiropractor. So my parents took me to him. That was my first experience with a chiropractor, and they took x-rays and they found that I had scoliosis, and that's a curvature of the spine. And where the curvature was putting pressure on the nerves that controlled my stomach and my other organs. So I went for 3 times a week in the beginning at high school. You know, I'd go to high school and then go get my chiropractic adjustments, and I got better. My headaches got better. My stomach got better. And everything, you know, just healed up from there. So that's the main reason I wanted to become a chiropractor, because I did take, there was like a future medical career club in high school. And so we went and saw things and like blood and guts. I'm like, oh gosh. I'm like, oh, I don't think I could do this. I even thought about being a veterinarian because I love animals. I just love little doggies. And I'm like, oh my God, same thing. I'm like, I don't think I can cut on them. I can't do the surgeries and things that would be necessary. I was like, oh, chiropractic would be perfect because it can help people without drugs and surgery. So that's how it all started.
That's an amazing story. Wow, thanks for sharing that. And I think that's why people love you, because you're so real and relatable and authentic, and you're a straight shooter, and I think that's so important. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about your role as a chiropractor. Define that for us, some of the work that you do.
Yeah, well, we as chiropractors locate and correct subluxations. And that's a weird word. Probably people don't even know what that word means. But it sounds like a dislocation, like people dislocate their shoulders. Okay, it's like totally out of the socket. Well, subluxation, the word itself means less than. So it's not totally dislocated, but a misalignment. So misalignments in the spine, even if you don't have like a full-blown curvature like a scoliosis, does put pressure on the nerves. So as chiropractors, we need to find which vertebrae, you know, which bone is subluxated, and correct that and realign it. And then that allows each patient to reach their full potential, their maximum health goals. So I guess you could say, how do you get a subluxation? That's usually the next question. How do we get these subluxations?
Yeah.
Well, it can start even just from the birth process, even just being, you know, delivered into this world. We can get misalignments as a tiny little baby. And unfortunately, the babies can't tell us. They can't say, oh, my neck hurts. But they get colicky. They get reflux, you know, where they can't keep their food down. That's the most common thing I see children for now, is usually digestive problems. And if you can believe it or not, they have baby Nexium. They give these tiny little babies these, you know, terrible drugs just in a smaller dose. So most parents don't want to do that. And so they'll bring their little ones into us, and not only do they, you know, have better digestive health, but they sleep better. They just, you know, develop quicker. We've had children that, you know, just weren't progressing, like keeping up with the other ones their age with vocabulary and things, coordination, you know, physical as well as mental development, and they do better. They get their chiropractic adjustments, they get everything, the nervous system working better, and they end up healthier and more advanced than the peers their age.
That's amazing, really. It's incredible when you think about it on so many different levels. It's chiropractor, the work of a chiropractor is considered a holistic form of healing?
Yes, definitely. So if you look up the meaning of holistic, in particular with medicine, it means treatment of the whole person, taking into account mental, social factors, not just looking at symptoms only. So I think that's the biggest difference between like chiropractic and medical approaches, is that we look at the, you know, the whole person, whereas like medicine is kind of looking at the symptoms only. So like if you have tight, tense muscles, well, they have a muscle relaxer for that. If you have inflammation, they'll give you anti-inflammatory. It hurts, you know, it hurts, they have pain pills. So there's three medications right there, but those three symptoms are all associated with a subluxation. So when that bone gets out of place and pinches the nerve, then the muscles tighten up. Then it causes heat and swelling, and it causes pain. So really they're just masking the symptoms, but never really getting down to the real root cause. So So that's what we do as chiropractors. As we correct that subluxation, it corrects the cause, and then the muscles can relax themselves. The inflammation can go down on its own without these medications.
That's important for that to be, you know, in that way, because, you know, when you think about it, the holistic nature of it, it's this chiropractic care, it's sort of becoming more mainstream, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I think it was anyway, but then COVID, I think, was just the real booster for that, because patients knew that they were kind of on their own. Like, they need prevention more than anything now. It became more of a preventative, like, what can I do to strengthen my immune system naturally, so that I don't get sick, so I can stay strong no matter really what virus comes our way, no, if it's COVID or not. So, yeah, I think they are, more and more people are looking at chiropractic, not just for neck pain, back pain, but, you know, for preventative type things, like the immune system.
Yeah, right, exactly. So why did you decide to incorporate holistic modalities into the practice? We mentioned that it's a form of healing, but what was it about it that really spoke to you? You said, I'd like to incorporate this into how I do what I do.
Yes. And that wasn't how it all started, Jim. So I've been doing this now like 20
Never
years.
Does, does
and
it?
In the beginning, I didn't want to do. I'm like, no, I don't want to have any supplements. I don't want to carry any vitamins. I know other chiropractors did. And I'm just like, I just don't want to be bothered by that. So it developed because of the need, because I saw patients just eventually, it's kind of like 10 years ago, I was like, gosh, they're not getting the results, or it's taking them longer to get better. Like, what's going on? So then we just kind of had, it just was more out of necessity. I'm like, okay, patients need a good multivitamin. Like, I think even around that time, the government even said, the Surgeon General said, yeah, most people, you're not going to get the nutrients and stuff that you need from, you know, the average diet. So I think they even were recommending like a good multivitamin mineral support. So we just kind of incorporated things because patients needed it. They just weren't getting as good as results with just chiropractic only. So not just nutritional, but then, you know, more physical therapy type modalities too.
Having it all sort of incorporated together, so everything sort of plays off each other, complements one another. Let's talk about some of the other modalities that you use in your practice.
Well, from the very beginning, we've always had things like electric muscle stimulation, ultrasound, traction, even things like massage chairs. And these are really common even like in physical therapy practices. But I also do acupuncture. I've been licensed to do acupuncture for 15 years now. So that's another thing that most chiropractors do not do. It's rare to have a license for both. But that too helps balance and correct the nervous system. And then also our newest therapy is red light therapy. So it started with the class 4 deep tissue laser, which again is becoming really popular, like with physical therapy, even like veterinary offices use it on the animals, like after surgeries to help them heal up much faster. So we started with like the handheld, and it's very good for like knee problems, you know, like a shoulder issue. There is even settings for like brain things, balance, even memory problems, anxiety and depression settings too. But that is kind of limited. It's like, you know, you can only do maybe 2 sessions, you know, do a knee and a shoulder on one patient. And so it's like, I was actually, again, I use most everything on myself. I practice on myself before I even use it on patients. So I was carrying this big, huge thing back and forth. I was actually doing it on my lungs, or I'd do it on my neck or shoulder, whatever needed it. And I was like, oh, man, what if I get in a car accident? Like, what if, you know, this $50,000 equipment gets you know, gets ruined because I get in the car accident. I can't be taking this back and forth. This is not good. And so the company said, well, gosh, if I really wish you had the space for the bed. I'm like, what? What is this? So we researched it, and I actually asked my massage therapist to leave so that I could use that space for this red light therapy bed. So it's now 360 degrees of red light, whereas before we could only administer it, you know, like a maybe 1 or 2 inch little area. Now it's the whole body. So, yeah, we're getting terrific results with it. We just incorporated that last June, so it hasn't even been quite a year yet. So we have seen now, like, night terrors going away, anxiety, depression, panic attacks, like, the more the mental things, in addition to, you know, physicals, arthritis patients, too. Not just helps them feel better with their neuropathy, things like that. But I think the biggest thing that I've seen it help with that I couldn't really get results with before was the mental problems.
You're right. And that can be, you know, that can be very frustrating, debilitating for people on many different levels. What are some things you feel that, Dr. Polly, that maybe separate you from others that do this kind of work, different approaches, different things? I know from what you said in the beginning where you talked about your own experiences and how that can relate to, you can relate to your patients. What are some other things that make you unique?
Yeah, not only my physical, you know, health in the beginning. I know not every chiropractor goes through that themselves, so they may not have the empathy for their patients like I do, or, you know, can't relate to them in that way. But also, I guess just like my specificity. Like, my patients say I have x-ray fingers, or I can, like, read with my hands, because part of the exam, like, the very first day I meet them, I touch them. Like, I listen to what they tell me, but then I touch them, and a lot of medical patients, you know, they go to the medical doctor, they're like, he never even touched me. Like, I told him my back hurt, but he never even felt it. So that's the big difference, is, like, I just really try to find, there's 24 vertebrae in your spine. So I try to find exactly which one is the problem, which way it's misaligned, so I can get it back exactly right. So I just try to be really specific, whereas some chiropractors just try to crack and pop everything. And, you know, the patient just feels beat up. They're sore. They really don't feel like it's helping them. So I think that's the biggest difference, is I just try to be really, I try to really treat each person individually. Not everybody gets the same treatment.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's incredible, the way you do it, and the fact that you take the extra time to really care. And I think that's important. That also makes you unique. Can any age group benefit from seeing you, doctor?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Like I mentioned, we have patients that are very young, you know, they're just a couple months old. Even I have two boys. I have now 14 and 19-year-old. And as soon as I could get out of bed, we did have them in the hospital. So as soon as I could get out of bed, they were still hooked up to all their little machines, the heart rate and the respiration rate. And I checked their spine, and you could, like, do it a little adjustment, just very, very gentle pressure on a tiny little newborn 7-pound baby, and you can see their vitals change. You can see their heart rate change or their blood pressure change. So everything from little bitty babies. And then right now my most senior patient is 97 years old, and he actually still has his commercial driver's license. He doesn't work very much anymore, but if he wants to, he still has his own dump truck, and he's able to still drive, not only just live on his own and have his own, you know, like, sense of security, not have to live in a nursing home, but he still can earn a living. So everyone from just a couple seconds old to the time you die.
Or pass on. Sounds a
yes,
little softer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. It's but yeah, the full gamut, exactly. That's incredible. What are some of the misconceptions about chiropractic care?
I would say people probably don't know that chiropractic is researched. There's lots of journal articles proving chiropractic efficacy as well as safety too. For a while there was lots of things in the media about strokes, or you'd hear medical doctors say, "Oh, don't let the chiropractors adjust your neck because you're going to have a stroke." And the research actually says it's like 1 in 1 million patients that will suffer a stroke from a chiropractic adjustment. It's actually more likely that patients will have a stroke going to their hairdresser. You know, I don't know about men, but but women get their hair washed in these bowls where you're like really, you know, like looking up, your neck's really extended, and that's actually more risky than, you know, a proper chiropractic adjustment. And also, it's like with our malpractice insurance, like chiropractic malpractice insurance is very, very reasonable. Like we hardly have to pay anything because our treatment is so safe versus medical doctors who have, you know, high liability, high risk. And so they of course have to pay a whole lot more in malpractice insurance. So I guess like the research is there, but also misconceptions. Just, you know, that we only treat neck and back pain. So, like my patients know difference. Once they get into my office and I can educate them, they know different, and then they try to tell everybody. But I think just, you know, across the country, the misconception is that chiropractic care is only for neck or back pain. You know, that, you know, they don't understand it helps sinus and allergies. They don't understand that it might help their heartburn, their constipation, things like that.
And then regular visits, you know, consistency with anything, sort of like that muscle memory theory, are important, right? It's important to maintain regular visits with you to make progress.
Definitely,
and heal.
Yeah, that's the whole goal, is not only to get patients out of pain, you know, get them to where their health goals are, but it's to keep that. So, like with anything, like even with a diet. If you diet and get to the weight that you want to be at, you can't just go back to eating the cheeseburgers. You can't just go back to eating the way you were before. You have to maintain that. And even like the gym, I tell patients, you know, you have to go to the gym frequently. You have to go to the gym maybe 3 times a week. And then even once you get into shape, you can't just stop going. And so chiropractic is the same way. But the good news is we do start frequently. Most patients do have to start their treatments coming into the chiropractor several times a week. But then I get most average patient comes in twice a month. So just a little bit of prevention is worth a whole lot of cure. So most patients understand that too. They're like, oh yeah, I don't ever want to go back to where I was before. You know, they were suffering. They didn't know if there would ever be a, you know, light at the end of the tunnel. So once they get to feeling better, they're like, yeah, this is all it's going to take. If I just come in, you know, check up every couple weeks, and that's all it takes to keep feeling good. That's terrific. So most of my practice now that I have been doing this for so many years is just my maintenance patients. I can't even take a whole lot of new patients because I have just these regular clients that have been coming in for years and years and years without any symptoms really at all. And then their medical doctors are so surprised when they're, you know, 60, 70 years old and their blood work, all their lab results and stuff are like teenagers. So I'm like, well, you tell them it's because you come here.
Can you walk us through a patient visit, what it's like, especially in the beginning?
Sure, yeah. The new patients come in and we sit down in the consultation office and we discuss, you know, what it is they're concerned with, how I can help them. And then let's say it's a lower back, because again, most patients don't know all the things that we help with. So let's say they come in with a lower back problem, and I ask, you know, how long it's been there, all the things that you're supposed to ask. But then I say, oh, well, you know, with a condition like this, it can commonly cause side effects like restless legs or leg cramps. And they're like, oh yeah, I do have that. Or, you know, if they're not having problems down their legs, it could be affecting the organs. And in that area, the lower back, we could see problems with the bladder, frequent urination. So like, oh yeah, I'm getting up four times a night to go to the bathroom. I never used to have that. I used to be able to sleep through the night. So it's just kind of already like is opening their eyes, you know, the light bulb is going off. And so then after we've gotten all the information that I need, we go into the exam. And so I do if posture, like we look in the mirror together, we can see like if their head is sitting on straight, their shoulders, you know, one shoulder might be higher than the other. When we have misalignments in the spine, the posture will be off. In the hips, you know, if it's the lower back particularly, you'll see one hip is higher. So patients right there, they're like, oh my gosh, I never noticed that. Or even like forward head posture, we see that a lot nowadays with all the texting, you know, looking down at the phones all the time and computers. So patients' heads go forward. And then we do, in most cases, take x-rays. So as long as the patient's not pregnant or, you know, there's no reason we shouldn't, we take x-rays to, like I said, confirm that we are looking at these subluxations. So we correct these subluxations. And I always say to see is to know, and the x-rays help us see the problem. And if we don't know, we're guessing. And I'm not going to guess with anybody's health. So after we take the x-rays, then the patient comes back usually the next day so that I can show them the x-rays. I can go over everything that we have found. And then we do the first adjustment. That's what we call it. The adjustment is the realignment to correct those subluxations. And so then as long as everything goes well, like they respond well to the treatment and they would like to, like if they're a good candidate for care and they're willing to accept care and get the problem corrected, then I'll make a treatment plan for them. And from the very, very basic, just chiropractic treatment, as well as, you know, adding in the nutritional testing supplements and then the other physical modalities too. So depending on what their condition is and what I think it needs and then their level of commitment, and, you know, it could range anywhere from the very, very basic to, you know, the full gamut of care.
Can you share maybe a success story with us? People love hearing that.
Oh, God. Well, my favorite thing to help is headaches. Like I've always said, I wouldn't mind if every single patient in my practice had headaches because I did suffer with those myself. So I think that's probably one of the reasons I like to help patients with those. And I get terrific results with many things, neck pain, back pain, sciatic. But almost all the patients notice improvements in other areas of their health too. Like I mentioned, frequent urination, more regular bowel movements, less sinus problems, less allergies, less insomnia. So yeah, I've had patients, gosh, I guess one of the most emotional cases was a patient. She had sciatic pain down both legs. It's very rare. I've only seen it a couple times. It usually just only picks one side. But this patient had the sciatic pain down both sides, just severe, debilitating, I mean, to the point where she was suicidal. She literally said, she was like, if you do not help me, I am going to kill myself. I cannot deal with this. And so we accepted, she accepted care. We accepted her as a patient. And pretty quickly, like within a month or so, not just chiropractic care, but she did do the red light therapy too. She has just done so well. I mean, not just physically, but mentally too. Yeah, she has no thoughts of suicide anymore. And of course, her husband is so much, you know, happier about that. He even came in as a patient too. And just to see her, you know, I live in a small town, so I see my patients at the grocery store, just to see her pushing around the cart, you know, and happy and smiling and looking good and enjoying life. That's the success. That's what really motivates me to go into work every day, is just to see the patients really enjoying life again.
I want to let people know that they can make contact with you and learn more by going to polyschiropracticclinic.com. That's poly, P-O-L-L-Y, and then S, so polys, it's plural, polyschiropracticclinic.com to connect with our very special guest. Dr. Polly, this was really a pleasure, and thanks so much for joining us on the show. Like I said, the half hour goes by in a New York minute, but hopefully we'll get a chance to chat some more, maybe even hear more success stories and other wonderful things, that innovative things you're working on with your approach. But this was really a pleasure, and thanks for all the wonderful work you do, and stopping by Close Up Radio Live, and hope we get a chance to chat some more down the line. You enjoy the time with me as much as I have with you as well.
Thank you. I have.
All right. You take care and be well. This is Jim Masters thanking you for your time this time till next time on Close Up Radio Live. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.